Background: the correlation between triglyceride and estimated glomerular filtration rate remains largely unknown in overweight and non-overweight patients. M. To investigate the dynamic changes of eGFR and lipid profiles during 3-year tenofovir disoproxil formulate treatment in patients with chronic hepatitis B and overweight. Methods: a total of 202 CHP patients who received TDF treatment at the Third People's Hospital of Changzhou and the Nanjing Drug Tower Hospital between January 2016 and May 2018 were retrospectively enrolled. According to the body mass index at the initiation of TDF treatment, CHP patients were divided into overweight and non-overweight groups. Logistic regression was applied for the analysis of risk factors. Results: there is no significant difference in hepatitis B virus DNA negativity and hepatitis B E80 gene loss between patients with overweight and non-overweight. More patients in non-overweight group achieved aminotransferase normalization compared with those in overweight group. In non-overweight patients, the eGFR significantly declined in the first year, then remained at a relatively lower level. TG significantly declined in the second year and increased in the third year. Moreover, TG was negatively correlated with eGFR at the 4 time points. In overweight patients, eGFR and TG remained relatively stable during the 3-year treatment, and eGFR showed no significant relationship with TG. Moreover, multivariate analysis showed that age and baseline eGFR were independent risk factors for eGFR less than 19 milliliter per minute, 1.73 square meter. Conclusion: dynamic changes in renal function were conversely related to TG during TDF treatment in patients with CHP and normal BMI but not with overweight.